It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
This year, I started paring down the vegetable garden to a more manageable size, both in terms of how much I was planting and the size of what I was harvesting. This was particularly true in terms of winter squashes. With just two at our table, the prolific plants always seem to produce more than I can deal with, and finding takers for the surplus would have taken more time and energy than I could give to the project. Winter squashes seem to scare people, perhaps because the size and weight of some varieties offer more than most kitchens can handle. And besides, vegetables are supposed to be firm but soft, or at least peelable without the aid of a chainsaw. When I hand over a winter squash to a member of the culinarily challenged, they often respond as if they were being asked to cook and eat a football. Gosh, it's so hard and big, and what am I supposed to do with it? The botanical name for winter squashes is Cucurbita maxima, and maxima they certainly are. Banana, Hubbard, Kershaw, and pumpkins can easily weigh 50 pounds or more. I imagine that if you were a pilgrim struggling through a hard winter, a squash the size of a wagon wheel would be welcomed, but they seem a bit large for our two-person family. Besides, I have always been suspect that something as large as a Volkswagen might taste like one. I prefer to grow squashes of more manageable size. After trying acorn and turban squash, a couple of years ago I declared my growing and eating preference for butternuts. They have a nutty taste and provide excellent sources of vitamin A and beta carotene. They show versatility as a side dish. With the addition of rice or meat, they can become an entree, and they make great baked desserts. A person in the know at a commercial bakery once told me that many frozen pumpkin pies are actually filled with butternut squash because they're smoother and less apt to be stringy. They also have a big meaty neck and a small manageable seed cavity, so they're easier to peel and prepare than other squashes. Butternuts usually weigh under 5 pounds, and they keep for months. You can store them in a cool, dry, out-of-the-way place, or put them on display as autumn decorations. Butternut squash have even found useful service out of the kitchen. Several years ago, one of my squashes doubled as a doll baby for some little girls who wrapped it in a blanket and carried it around the house, rocking and burping the squash and putting it to sleep in a toy crib. I must admit I had trouble with the image of eating that squash. I like to think it lived out its days in the playroom and went to its final resting place on the compost pile the following spring. After singing the praises of butternuts, I'll close this story with a promise of continuing my squash saga next week when I tell you about an even better winter squash find that will surely become a regular resident in my fall garden in the future. Here's a hint or two. It's even smaller than a butternut. It's entirely edible, including the peel. And of course, it has a handsome and stylish appearance. So it might be Italian.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.